This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. When it comes to Alzheimer's disease, one region of the country is seeing more cases.
New data published in the Alzheimer's Association's journal reveals that seniors in the East and Southeast United States are more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. The report presents the first ever estimates of the disease's prevalence in the U.S., obtained through extensive studies of thousands of individuals to assess demographic risk factors. The estimates point to Miami-Dade County, Baltimore, and the Bronx as the regions with the highest Alzheimer's rates. I'm John Schaefer.
Ukrainian officials are reporting Russia launched missiles and drone strikes on southern and eastern Ukraine overnight that damaged infrastructure in the Black Sea port of Odessa. The attack on Odessa, one of Ukraine's main ports for exporting grain, followed a pledge of retaliation by Russia after a blast on a bridge linking Russia to Crimea Peninsula on Monday that Moscow blamed on Ukraine. Ukraine's Air Force says all six caliber missiles that were fired overnight and 31 out of 36 drones were shot down. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An Australian man and his dog are safe after spending 3 months adrift at sea. Timothy Shattuck and his canine Bella were rescued in the Pacific by a Mexican tuna boat. The pair were apparently in rough shape when they were found, but were given food, water, and medical attention. They're expected to arrive in Mexico sometime today. Shattuck said he had been surviving on rainwater and raw fish after a storm severely damaged his vessel en route to French Polynesia. The El Nino weather pattern over North America right now is expected to continue into the winter.
Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter says the El Nino pattern can significantly affect winters in California.
The signal is mixed. So we've seen very wet winters. We've seen also very dry winters. For El Nino, the signal is strongest across Southern California, where it tends to lean towards wetter than normal.
Forecasters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration believe there's a 90% chance that the climate pattern will persist through the winter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Powerball jackpot has reached $1 billion after there was no grand prize winner in last night's big drawing. The cash option on that works out to be nearly $517 million. Last night's drawing did make million-dollar winners out of players in five states. Three lucky tickets worth $2 million each were sold in Georgia, Arkansas, and Texas. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing is also through the roof. $640 million up for grabs. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we keep fighting for that. When you have a majority of Americans that agree that we're on the wrong track, okay, that's I think that's the right observation, in my humble opinion. But we need the next step. Okay, what does the right track look like, right? And I think absolutely foundational to this is that we go back to what God put before us. He gave us a choice. It's all about choices. We can choose life or choose death. That is what's before us. And the Bible's real quick to respond after that proposition is laid before us. Choose life. Life is what you want to choose. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Terry Beatley joins us. She's a pro-life speaker and author and president of Hosea Initiative. Terry, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Glad to be here.
Hey, lots to talk about, but something, of course, news was just released that a Polk County judge temporarily blocks the Iowa's abortion law as a court challenge continues. We know what happened there is the governor had signed a bill, fetal heartbeat law. On Friday at the Family Leadership Summit, it was a gathering of conservative Christians where half a dozen Republican presidential candidates also took stage. It took effect immediately, banning nearly all abortions after doctors detect cardiac activity in the embryo. And that can occur about 6 weeks into pregnancy before many know that they are pregnant. And, of course, for the abortionists, this just cracked heads. It just went nuts, and they were able to get a bit of a stay here. What can you tell us? What do you know about this?
Well, I like to take it back all the way back to Dr. Bernard Nathanson. If the father of America's industry of abortion, who unleashed abortion onto this nation, could become 100% unequivocally pro-life, then what the heck is wrong with this judge? What does he know more than Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who Nathanson knew more about abortion than perhaps anyone?
Yeah. What does he know than more of the citizens of Iowa? Because that's kind of like California. California, they passed a law defining marriage between one man and one woman, and all it took was one activist judge in San Francisco, who happened to be a homosexual, to negate 8 million votes. So this is what's happening in the courts today, and again, this is going on. So this wedge issue will continue to be there, but again, the question before us is, you got life or death? It's your choice. What do you want to choose, right?
And if your listeners, and I'm sure most of your listeners are right and probably on the same page as we are, but to all those who are not, all we have to do is look around. America is on the precipice of demise. And you know what? I think in preparation of this call this morning, somebody sent me a poem. Could I just read the first couple stanzas, Bill?
Sure. Yes, go ahead, please.
It says, prayer for the unborn. It says, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. This is the prayer we fervently pray now on bended knee. We are killing the innocent in their sleep, and with them our liberty, for as we have done to the least of these, we did it unto thee. When this our nation first we formed, for thy protective providence we prayed. Our prayers were answered, and this blessed land was dedicated to your higher plan of sanctity of life and the inherent rights of man. Yet from your laws we did depart and shut the preborn from our heart. So while on and on we pray that you will protect us from our foes and save us from that fateful day. And what's that fateful day? When God releases his providential hand, the protection over our nation. You know, because we've been flipping the middle bird and killing his babies for years and years, expecting God's going to keep blessing this land. So the repentance has to happen. And yes. In my humble opinion, this is why the Lord continues to elevate the legacy of Dr. Bernard Nathanson, because he shows people what it looks like to humble yourself and to say, oh, my gosh, I got this wrong.
I messed up.
So Dr. Nathanson was killed. He was personally responsible for 75,000 babies, the abortion of 75,000.
Right.
And but yet that man who provided misinformation to the Supreme Court, you know, with his partner at NARAL, you know, he admitted he lied to the American public. He lied to the medical community. He lied to everybody to get what NARAL wanted, which was to get abortion legalized in all 50 states. And then the science led this atheist doctor to the truth. When he saw for the very first time real-time ultrasound, the father of America's industry of abortion began his pro-life conversion. And 2 years later, he was resigning from NARAL.
Exactly.
So when they finally did, when he had a friend of his, an abortionist, do an ultrasound of an abortion on a 12-week-old baby, the abortionist quit doing abortions, the nurse quit the abortion facility that day, and Dr. Nathanson began contemplating suicide because of what the ultrasound revealed when they looked at the video.
At 12 weeks of development. Okay, we're not talking 26, 30. We're talking 12 weeks, which right now, it's amazing, Terry, and to all this.
Yeah.
You see, we have conditioned ourselves. We've moved away from God that we're kind of just saying, well, maybe God, you can accept a curve here. Can you accept, like we're negotiating with God against life and death. Okay, can we have 15 weeks? And the general consensus, which is amazing in the country, when you ask people, they think 15 weeks is kind of like, oh, that's a good compromise between life and death. That's the line, right? The demarcation. And you're saying here for 12 weeks, Nathanson is hit in the face and the reality of what an abortion is, that it is a real human being. It is not a fetus. It's not just a clump of tissue that's meaningless. This is a person that has just been murdered, and it crushes him. At 12
Absolutely.
Weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's not like an overnight thing. It took so when he first saw real-time ultrasound, it was about 6 months after he celebrated Roe v. Wade. Yeah, because your listeners need to understand, he was the face, the medical face of the abortion movement.
So he's the Dr. Fauci. He's the Dr. Fauci of the Dr. Fauci of abortion, basically.
Yes. Exactly. That's a great analogy. It would be like Dr. Fauci, all right, everybody listen. It would be like Dr. Fauci today coming clean, saying, I was wrong. I put out that fact knowing it was going to kill people, millions of people, and I lied to all of you. I told you. That's the importance of Dr. Nathanson's legacy. So when he told me, teach the nation how he deceived our country with an 8-point propaganda campaign, and then he said, tell the nation he said, to love one another, abortion is not love. Stop the killing. the world.
That's how diabolical this was, Terry Beatley. It was systematic. They had created an infrastructure and a system in which to enact this. And it was successful to the point that for 50 years it existed in our country. We've got more from Terry after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're with Terry Beatley, the pro-life speaker, author, and president of Hosea Initiative. You know, Terry, Bernard Nathanson has been, you know, such a part of your life. When he gave you the mission, he knew he was dying, and on his deathbed, basically said, "Tell the people the truth." And you are in a sense, you've become a bit of a form of redemption, if I can say this. And I don't mean that you replace Jesus Christ, by no means. But I'm just saying is that in terms of him trying to right a wrong, I would think that anybody with a conscience, anybody who has reconciled themselves to the truth of God, would, in knowing that they're not going to be there, to take what they know, to take the message out there. And he entrusted that message with you in hopes that somehow there could be, you know, some reconciliation and some redemption. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, because he knew that even just the science, you know, say it for a non-believer, just the science. I mean, he was an atheist when he became pro-life. It was years later when he became a Christ follower. He made the point when I interviewed him, he said, Terry, it was not religion that converted me to the pro-life side. And at first I thought it was like, is he being arrogant? But he wasn't. Yeah, he understood the times. And what have we been told for the last 3 years? Follow the science. The science led the father of America's industry of abortion to 100% pro-life position. And check this quote out. He said that with the advent of real-time ultrasound, he said, we could now see abortion from the victim's viewpoint. When that ultrasound video lens was in the uterus with that video he made called The Silent Scream, it recorded the baby's heartbeat going through the roof in fear. It recorded the baby squirming away from the suction tube. And it recorded the arms and legs being torn off of this little 12-week-old baby, and America's not hearing the cries. In fact, Dr. Nathanson said, a direct quote was, that's the silent scream of a child threatened imminently with extinction. And that's on a 12-week-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if we want to save our nation, this is what I believe the Lord has been showing me for years, is 2 Chronicles 7:14. The repentance hasn't happened.
Exactly.
Well, what are we supposed to be repenting for, Lord? It's our apathy about abortion? Because I would bet dollars to donuts, the vast majority of even your listeners have never repented for their apathy about this issue. Maybe they've never had an abortion.
Maybe their participation in it, Terry. We know a third of the people in the pews on Sunday in the churches across America have participated in abortion. This is why a lot of senior pastors don't want to talk about this. There's no doubt.
Right. Well, the pastors need to awaken. It was when I wrote in my, I hope everybody will go and get the book, go to the website abortionking.com. Get the book. This is the book I wrote after interviewing Dr. Nathanson and showing that life leads, because we got the worst, the most pro-abortion, anti-parental rights state senator defeated in Virginia. And this was all happening way before Jose Initiative. So the book is about how life leads. And the reason I bring this up is all of this has to lead towards three things to repent for. You know, maybe you only have one. But for apathy, like you've never really thought much about abortion. Well, that's just being apathetic.
Maybe you were like, in terms of apathy, maybe you were like the churches in Germany when the cattle cars of Jews were passing by and they were screaming and the pastor said, just sing louder, right?
Sing louder. And that's what we've all been doing. We're singing so loud we don't even hear the silent screams. Number two, ignorance, pretending in this day and time, in 2023, that it's a blob of tissue. It's like, come on, people. And number three, participation. Now, that means maybe you had an abortion. Maybe you pushed a girlfriend or a wife to go have an abortion. But there's something else. You voted for a pro-abortion candidate, knowing full well that you had an option to go vote for someone you truly believed he was serious about being pro-life. So one, two, or three of those things is on the back of every single person in America who calls themselves a child of God. The atheists right now, well, they don't even know God, so they can't really say right now, be repenting. But any Jew and any Christian out there, we've got to be repenting if you're guilty of that. Apathy, willful ignorance, and or participation. If we, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And my goal is, and God's lining things up, there will be a day of national repentance. Dr. Bernard Nathanson's legacy will lead the way, because anybody who is arrogantly prideful about their pro-abortion position, when they find out about Bernard Nathanson, the father of the industry, who, by the way, trained Planned Parenthood doctors. They weren't even doing abortions, Bill. He trained them for 2 years. So if he can become pro-life, if he can become a child of God, can you imagine what could happen to our nation if we just repent?
No question. And the thing is, I want people to understand, God is the one to forgive, as Terry is saying. This is why 2 Chronicles 7:14 is so critical. We must humble ourselves. We must, and that's what Bernard Nathanson did. He got to that point of humility that he could hear the truth and understand the legitimate from the illegitimate, the correct science, the science of truth that God has created, not what man has created, not what the Dr. Fauci's of the world, what they have done to distort and give us the false aspect of science, but what real science, what the truth from God is all about. And God is the one that will forgive. I can imagine, Terry, for some people, this is quite crushing, and I've seen this happen in churches, when the reality of women and even men coming to that crossroads and going, oh my God, I killed my child.
But Bill, this is why Bernard Nathanson's legacy is so important. For the women and the men out there who abortion has directly impacted them, nobody can out-abort Dr. Bernard Nathanson. So if God could forgive the man who was responsible for now, you know, you could say 65 million abortions, the Lord forgave him. And this is a quote. When Dr. Nathanson was baptized, may this just bathe all your listeners in just comfort. This is his quote. I am not alone. It has been my fate to wander the globe in search of the one without whom I am doomed. But now I seize the hem of his robe in desperation and terror, and in celestial access to the purest need I've ever known, the need of that relationship with Jesus Christ. And so he knew God had forgiven him, but he didn't spend the rest of his life spreading the gospel of life, exposing the lies. And I just happened to be the one that God chose to go to New York City. I didn't even know I was going to go there and make that man a promise. I just knew I was supposed to go there to interview him. So get the book at abortionking.com. The whole thing is about education. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
For lack of knowledge. Exactly.
It's called What If We've Been Wrong at abortionking.com.
Well, Terry, we in our country, we've had glimpses. We've had, you know, from Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan speaking of this issue. And all we need to do is pause for a moment and look back on first principles and the rich history of this country and what it will take, what every little bit, whether it's Bernard Nathanson, you and I, this conversation right now, the truth of this conversation. Terry, do you realize how many stations across the country would not allow me to have this conversation with you right now? Do you know how many? Thousands. Well, thousands would not. See, so we got about 50 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it and wrap things up and remind everybody what they can do.
Let's summarize the words of Ronald Reagan from his 1988 National Sanctity of Human Life Day proclamation. I, the President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the U.S., do hereby proclaim and declare the unalienable personhood of every American from the moment of conception until natural death. And I do proclaim, ordain, and declare that I will take care of the Constitution and the laws of the U.S. are faithfully executed. And he made January 17th the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Everybody needs to be in Washington, D.C. every year at the Lincoln Memorial from this day out until personhood is proclaimed and abortion is gone from this land.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I mean, clearly, the Democrats and all things associated with the party are just out of their skull regarding Donald Trump. It's being reported that the DOJ is coming after him again, that the January 6th grand jury investigation is making him a target. And Trump says he expects to face both an arrest and indictment. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. I mean, what's happening now? I mean, is Donald Trump, has he got to, like, put in all his paperwork for all future indictments and arrests on some sort of floppy drive or some sort of chip? Because this is a cut, copy, paste kind of event that's happening. I mean, this is voter interference. They are scared out of their skulls of one Donald Trump. And the impact that he is having on the electorate and the impact that he's having on the world, their utopia, that they want full control of. And they could care less. They have no conscience about this whatsoever. They are unhinged. And we have got to speak up. Mike Hill joins us now. Mike Hill is a former Florida state legislator and former Air Force captain, Air Force Academy graduate, and proponent of election integrity. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I want to talk to you about, the latest SCOTUS decision regarding affirmative action. But before we get there, I do want to get your read on, what's going on. I mean, we know that this parade of indictments and arrests of the former president is unending. And I don't know what we the people can do other than, pray for this president. Because when I look over, and this is just my purview, and you can disagree or whatever, but when I think of all the people that right now are being considered to be the next president of the United States. I don't know that anybody has the credibility, the passion, the want to drain the swamp and to get this country back on track and do the things that need to be done, which if you allow the current bureaucracy to do this, I mean, you're asking, you know, a surgeon to do brain surgery on themselves. It's impossible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Bill. You know, and you mentioned, you know, all the candidates who are out there right now. Not only do they not have the desire, it seems, to want to drain the swamp like Trump has announced he's going to do, and that's why they are so afraid of him, mm-hmm. but they really don't have the ability, in my opinion, to be president of the United States of America. You look at our past presidents and their qualities that they had, such people as Calvin Coolidge, you know, John Adams, mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson, if you go, George Washington, these were exceptional men who had exceptional qualities to lead this great nation. And what we have before us now on the Republican side is a mediocre group. Mm-hmm. They really are. They're not of the caliber that we need, because being president of the United States is an international job.
Exactly. And
you must be able to focus on that level. Trump has already demonstrated that he can, and he did a great job of it. And I heard him say in an interview the other day that mistakes he made in the past, and he said, I did not recognize all of the enemies that he had around him.
Exactly.
He said he knows who they are now. And he said he's going to take care of them. And that's why they are so against him becoming president again. They are scared out of their mind, just like you said, Bill. They are so nervous because they know, despite all of these indictments that are coming out against him, he seems to be getting more and more popular by the day.
Exactly.
That more people, the poll numbers, even though I really don't put too much stock in polls, because I think they are underplaying exactly how popular Trump is right now, because the nation is craving for that type of leadership again.
Well, just like they realized in 2015 with polling, they knew, and they had an elbow on the scale, no doubt, to try to balance this out, combined with their own delusion that there was no way that America was not going to, you know, vote for Hillary Clinton and her policies. They just they can't even consider it. Just like right now, there is a segment, 40% that consistent 40% that just believes in the D party, and no matter what happens, what's staring them in the face, although right now they're starting to, you know, realize the truth, and now you get these polling numbers down in the low 30s for Joe Biden, and even then I look at I talk to people all around and across the country, and I don't have one person that tells me that they're in love with Joe Biden. Not one. Come on, give me a break. I mean, if he's got 30-some, 40% of America saying that he's, they're in love with him, I mean, by accident, I'm going to bump into somebody. It reminds me of the time that my wife and I were going cross-country before the 2020 election, and we went through 12 states. And I tell everybody, I says, in traveling through 12 states across the country from California to Florida, and we went up the northern portion to go up to Minnesota and that, of all the advertising and the campaign signs, you know, for Donald Trump and Biden-Harris, ask me how many posters, how many flags, how many bumper stickers did I see going through these 12 states did I see for Biden-Harris? You know how many I saw, Mike? Three.
I would guess.
Three. A total of three. Three. And I counted them. And I just could not believe it. I go, and now, after the election, we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden somehow manufactured 82 million votes. Give me a break. You know,
right.
But you see, this is what's happening. See, The mainstream media and all these other acolytes for so long have had their way with the American people. Whatever they said has been, you know, doctrine, you know, and whatever they told you, that's what you're supposed to believe. Well, they told us about this election. They told us about Joe Biden. They told us about COVID-19. They keep telling us about stuff that ends up being a big fat lie. And guess what? More and more people are not listening anymore, and particularly the middle class. Look what's happening. Evidence in the fundraising that Joe Biden is doing. They're reporting that he's got a minuscule of the middle class donations that would normally hit higher numbers. I mean, the middle class is checking out of the Democratic Party, and it's clearly a sign. And I think this is what's freaking, you know, the Democratic leadership out, because they realize, man, they're riding a dead horse here.
That's right. You know, and why is the middle class checking out, Bill? It's because they are feeling it in their pocketbooks. You know,
exactly.
They go to the grocery store and they see inflation. The cost of bread and milk and meat just skyrocketing. And that didn't happen under Trump. It happened under Biden. And so they can see starkly the difference that's before them, and they don't want a part of it. You know, they say that Biden's numbers are in the 30s. I think it's lower than that, Bill. I actually do. You know, I heard Trump say a couple of weeks ago, why don't you see anyone walking around with a Biden hat on?
Exactly.
And that's the truth. I haven't seen not one have I seen, Bill. You say you only saw 3 bumper stickers.
That's in 12 states. In 12 states. This is, you know, going into 2020 election that he ends up getting 80 million votes out of. Come on. Really?
Right.
Come on. You know, this is absurd. And, you know, the people are figuring it out. And my prayer, Mike Hill, is that and again, I think Donald Trump is the one to do this because he's led the charge about making America first. That it's no longer about the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or independent. It's about America. That's what unites us. That's what's going to happen. And I believe that Donald Trump is the one to do it. The Democrats, all they know is division, because if they have us at each other's throats, guess what? They get power and control when we're divided. But when we're united, they can't stand. Because they don't have the policies, the wherewithal, or the history that supports any kind of level of making America great at any point, Mike Hill. We've got to go to break. Our conversation continues with Mike after this. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with Mike Hill. Mike is a former Florida state legislator, former Air Force captain, Air Force Academy graduate, and proponent of election integrity. Michael, just real quick regarding election integrity, I'll share this story with you. I've shared it with our audience here in the past couple of weeks. I got a call from the RNC, fundraising, doing their annual fundraising deal, and I get it. And, the gal's reading from a script for about 2.5 minutes, out of respect. Normally, I don't have the time to pick up the phone and had a break in between shows and had a moment, so I thought, well, let me pick it up and hear what she has to share. Well, of course, fundraising, talking about all these great things, the Republican Party is going to do and how we need to get Joe Biden out of there, yada, 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 2.5 minutes. Finally, I just said, look, I've been listening to you for 2.5 minutes. Number one, let me see, are you a real person? is this an AI agent? Who is this, some bot that's calling me? And she goes, no, I'm reading from a script. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a real person. I said, well, I've listened to you respectively for 2.5 minutes here, going on and on, and you have not said one thing about securing the vote. Let me tell you, my audience, what we care about is we want to make sure our vote counts. What has happened, and we've had enough of this, because this has been going on for decades. People have been cheating. They've been getting into office. All kinds of unfairness have been taking place. Voter integrity has been compromised. 70% of America says voter ID, like other countries, should be a no-brainer. And there has been increased resistance, just a wall of resistance from one party to make sure that that doesn't happen so that they can cheat. You have not said one thing whatsoever about making sure that my vote will count. And I think that you need to take it back to the people that have assigned you this position, because I will say this to you. I do a show. I do 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday. I do an hour television show in the afternoon. And conservative values get a lot of in-kind promotion because I am a conservative and I do believe in those ideals. And so I give you a lot more than the $100 that you are asking for right now. I give you thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of in-kind advertising. And her response was, can you give me, how about 50? Can you give me just $50?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't get it, Bill. And you're exactly right. The cheating has to stop. And the only way for it to stop, I believe, is that we have voting on one day. Stop this early voting nonsense. No, get right. Your lazy butt up and go vote. You have voting on one day, no machines, hand counted on paper ballots. The only people who should receive absentee ballots are deployed military or those who can demonstrate that they physically can't get to the polls and want to
vote. Right.
You know, this whole idea of early voting is going to increase the number of voters. That did not happen. If you look at before early voting and then after early voting took place, it's the same percentage of people who vote each time. It's somewhere around 30 to 35%. It didn't increase at all. Or this whole idea of the absentee ballot, you know, more people will vote. No, they don't. What happens is more people cheat. And when not the voters themselves, but the various parties and candidates who are running, they have gotten this cheating down to an art, and they know how to do it. And not only that, Bill, after they cheat and they get caught, they go, so what? What are you going to do about it? And nothing happens. You know, we saw it happen in Arizona to Carrie Lake. Obvious cheating. Blatant that went on, and nothing has happened. We saw what they did to President Trump. And it's like, so what are you going to do about it? Yeah, we cheated. And they are so bold and brazen about it that that is why they put Joe Biden up for their candidate again in 2024. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Right, exactly. Well, the thing, again, I remind everybody, what amazed me as we were having this discussion about voter integrity, Mike, is that, you know, I had Democrats say to me, well, Bill, you know, if the truth be known, I mean, JFK, the only way he won the election in 1960 was because of what happened in Illinois. You know, the cheating, the ballot stuffing, ballot box stuffing that took place there. And I go, wait a minute, here we are all these years later. You guys admit, oh, yeah, it's just it just happens, you know. And so in some states more so than other, because, you know, cheating is written into the voter laws. I mean, they've accommodated, whether it's ballot harvesting, you know, going to some of these retirement homes where the people are halfway lucid. Like when there was one anecdotal story about a family where they said their mother is she's barely conscious 1 minute in a day, and she voted. How is that?
Right.
See, this is the kind of junk that's taking place. This is not the consent of the governed. This is the consent of the manipulated. And we've got to get back to first principles in our Constitution, Mike Hill.
That's right.
But I'm with you. I'm with you. One day, I'm with you. I'm saying one day, get the machines out of here. They've already proven they're ineffective. I don't believe them. They've lost credibility. I don't care how many lawsuits they want to put on Fox or anybody else. And if Fox wants to fold on it, that's up to them. That's their decision. But you know, there's still too many questions about the electronic devices. It's not helped. I mean, like to your point, were we better off before than we are now versus with the electronic devices, you know, and without? And I would dare say that we were better off before.
That's right, Bill. And then we still do not have an answer to that question. Is who made that decision to simultaneously in six different states stop counting votes at the exact same time, stop counting votes for hours, and then all of a sudden turn it back on and here Biden is in the lead?
I'll tell you what, Mike, I'll tell you what, it wasn't done by anybody in the Republican Party. I'll guarantee you. I mean, you can really, you know, you can do a better job in deciding and deductive reasoning to figure out who controlled this, just like you can figure out who brought that, who brought the cocaine into the White House. Okay.
That's right.
So either you want to know the answer or you don't want to know the answer. And unfortunately, even the Republicans didn't want to know the answer.
That's right.
That's really what it comes down to, doesn't it, Mike? I mean, either you're courageous enough and you're tenacious enough that you want to pursue the truth on behalf of the American people or you're not. And these people folded their tent.
They did. You know, and what really bothers me about some of the Republican presidential candidates is they're not speaking out against this at all, except for Donald Trump.
Right.
I even heard this, and it shocked me. I heard Ron DeSantis say that in New Mexico, they do ballot harvesting. And so you better believe we're going to do it, too.
Yeah.
We are going to do it. If they do it in New Mexico, we are going to play their game and do it. And that's just flat out wrong. I mean, he signed legislation in Florida to stop ballot harm.
Exactly. Well, so, but the deal is, if you're going to go to an away field and you understand the rules are different, you know, you got to play according, and I get that. But it's not the perfect world. We're not going to get this healed by the 2024 election. You know, so you got to be able to do a better assessment than they did in 2020, and know that Mark Elias and all the Democratic operative attorneys are going to be out there. They're going to be storming the states. They're going to pick another 7-8 key swing states to target, just like they've done, because that's what they've always done, Mike, haven't they?
Yes, that's right. That's right. And everyone knows who those states are. And they know within those states where the votes come from. And they're always in the major population centers run by the left, by Democrats. And that's what they focus on. It's like the rest of the country doesn't even matter anymore. And that is not what our whole electoral process is supposed to be about. That's why we don't go by a popular vote. And instead we have an electoral college which will decide our president for that very reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they found a way to do an end around, as they always do, as they continue to do, whether it's, tuition forgiveness and that, just a blatant disregard to our Constitution. You know, the affirmative action issue that I wanted to talk to you about, that you've written about.
Yeah.
I think that this is a victory, I believe, in my humble opinion, for all Americans. And I mean Americans. I'm not talking party affiliation. I'm just saying, look at, we want to be judged based on our hard work, our initiative, and we have been dumbed down. I believe our industries have been compromised and mediocritized to such a degree, and those that have participated in it. I mean, look at what's happening with the whistleblowers, the IRS whistleblowers. I mean, it took a lot of courage for them to come through. You know, I want people like Gary Shapley. I want to have agents like him and give them the opportunity to be the best agents they can be on behalf of the American people, not to be coerced and forced to lie and go along with the power structure. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And because he had the integrity and the self-fortitude to say, I'm not doing this anymore, and step up. I mean, he's been crucified
by
the FBI. You know, they took away his income, his benefits. They're hurting his family. And that should be restored immediately. And, you know, Bill, you mentioned this affirmative action thing, and you so astutely acknowledge that it goes way beyond just the decisions made for Harvard and University of North Carolina. This is going to affect the workforce with this diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense. And also, even larger than that, this ESG, this is going to have a widespread effect, and the left is going crazy.
Can you imagine, Mike Hill, what we would do with our GDP if you unleashed and freed up the internal potential, labor potential of the American workforce? Could you imagine? I mean, $32 trillion in debt would be nothing. It would vapor in a heartbeat for all the good that we would do. Mike Hill, you're awesome. Thank you for being with us.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated.